All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up in Meretz Hashem, finishing off Sif Chastei. So remember, again, we were speaking about the distinction between Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis having a much longer time period versus Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, only 3 hours versus the entire night. Lahagid baboker chastacha v'amunascha balelos. The idea being that Kriya Shema Shel Shachris representing connection, devekus, and service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the midst of difficult and challenging times, a process that is much more involved and therefore takes more time versus Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in times of good, in times of beauty, in times of occult life and spiritual serenity, that taking much less time. So I will say the Rebbe ends off with another fascinating idea. He says, Ulakach, if you're looking in the handout, in the PDF that I sent out yesterday, it's page Yud Ches. He says, Ulakach, Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Ki tfila hu hakaras hanochach yose mikriyashma. He goes on and he says something truly beautiful. He says, therefore, now remember, Bosai, we've only been speaking about the dynamic of kriyashma. But the Rebbe now points out in Sifches that there's another dynamic, which is Shmona Esrei. So remember again, there's kriyashma shal shachris, kriyashma shal arvis, morning shema after evening shema. But there's also morning Shmona Esrei and evening Shmona Esrei. And the Rebbe points out something amazing. He says, Ulakach, Tfilas Arvis Rishos. Rebbe says, this is actually, remember this from our Gemara Maseches Brachos, that remember, so Mayriv, Shmona Esrei by Mayriv, is a Rishos. Rebbe says, Rishos literally means optional. Optional. Now, again, of course, we'll discuss what this means, like in a halachic sense, but again, as opposed to Shachris, where Shmona Esrei is obligatory, Shmona Esrei by Mayriv is optional, is a reshus. So the Rebbe says, why is that? This is incredible. He says, Ki tfilo hi haku akaras hanochach yose mikriyashma. Because at the end of the Rebbe says, there's a fundamental distinction. Shema, we've spoken about this before. Shema is the act of speaking about God. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. God is one. V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. Shema outlines all of my obligations vis-a-vis God. It's speaking about God, but not speaking to God. Shmona Esrei is a dialogical connection with God. Shmona Esrei is when I speak with the Ribono Shel Olam. So says the Rebbe something amazing. He says, Ki tfila, hi akaras hanochach, yosem kashma. Tfila is speaking to someone opposite you, much more than Shema. Kimosh chasat osvav, the efshar lechayiv balayla, dezesh mi li olam ksiv, baolam hazesh adoma lalayla. Rak rishos, lemisha chanano Hashem lios layla kiyom yoirlo. This is an incredible idea. Says the Rebbe, you can't make the actual dialogue obligatory at night. Why? Because the nighttime is difficult, and the nighttime is challenging, and the nighttime is fraught with anxiety. And sometimes during the night, I can't find God. And sometimes during the night, I can't dialogue with God. And sometimes during the night, there's just a whole bunch of other stuff going on. Well, see, hear what's happening over here. Therefore, the Rebbe says, is there a Shmona Esrei at night? Is there a Shmona Esrei of Mayriv? Absolutely. But is it obligatory? It can't be obligatory. That's the honest, the goodness truth. It really can't be obligatory. Because how do you mandate a dialogue in the midst of the night? You could dialogue Shema, you can mandate Shema, because remember again, Shema is a conversation about, not a conversation with. A conversation with Rav Moshe requires a much higher level of connection, which positive tzaddik may not be available to one at night. He goes on, it's an incredible yisod. You know what Rebbe Soloveitchik discusses something very similar to this, albeit in a dramatically different context. He explains that we know that Rachmana L'Islam, when a person loses a loved one, so the period between death and burial is the period called Aninos. Rabbi Soloveitchik says that during Aninos, so one is exempted from positive mitzvahs. What is exempt from positive mitzvahs? So Rabbi Soloveitchik says, what's the pshat? He says, because when a person has lost a loved one, and they're in the midst of difficult, sometimes searing pain, it's awkward to mandate a conversation with God. Maybe the mourner is not happy with God. Maybe the mourner is angry with God. Maybe the mourner is upset with God. So to force the mourner to dialogue with God when, again, I'm having all of these challenges, Rabbi Soloveitchik says, is unnatural and inappropriate. So it's a different context over here, but what Tzaddik is saying is nighttime, which represents difficulty, adversity, challenge, to mandate the Shmona Esrei is going to be very difficult. I can mandate Shema, I can mandate speaking about God, but I can't necessarily mandate speaking to God. It's quite dramatic. Raka Idna. Now here he says something amazing. Raka Idna be'ikvaz d'meshicha karav la'ar hayom kablinu l'chova. This is so beautiful. Rav Tzadik says, but we, all right, so this is already going back a little bit of time, a few centuries, right? So Rav Tzadik says, but we who go ahead and are living in the days ikvisa d'meshicha. Rav Tzadik says, we are living at the end of galus. We are living at the end of night time, right? We are living at the end of exile. This is what Rav Tzadik is saying. So for us, the light is much closer than the darkness. Even if we find ourselves, or even if we feel ourselves sometimes at night, there's a recognition, I know that the night is coming to an end. And because I know that the night is coming to an end, therefore says Rav Tzadik, that gives me the koach, that gives me the ability to have a dialogue with God, even in the midst of night, which is why Rav Tzadik says, interestingly enough, we have accepted Ma'ariv as a chov, as an obligation. So again, I saw a lot of smiles when I said that Ma'ariv is optional before, but l'mais at the end of the day, that's not halacha. That's not halacha. We have accepted Ma'ariv as obligatory. What does that mean? But Ma'ariv is at night. Nighttime is adversity, difficulty. How can you mandate a dialogical connection at the end, during the nighttime, to which Rav Tzadik says, because we are living at the end of the night. We are living at the end of the nighttime period. The day is closer than the night. The light is closer than the darkness. And because I know, says Rav Tzadik, that the night of Galus, the night of Diaspora, is coming to an end, Mashiach is so close, that gives me the ability to forge the dialogical connection even in the midst of night. Let's just finish. He says, "Utfilas haShachar gam kin zmana ad chatzos." He points out, he says, remember, I will say, the difficulty of establishing a dialogue with God is present even by day. Because remember, again, what happens by day? Even by day, Rabbi Osei, remember, there's a fascinating distinction between Shema and Shmona Esrei. Shema must be recited for the first 3 hours of the day. Zman Kriya Shema. But remember, Shmona Esrei, interestingly enough, you have a longer window. When can you daven Shmona Esrei until? You could daven Shmona Esrei, remember, all the way until Chatzos, all the way until midday. Says Rav Tzadik, why does Shmona Esrei have a longer window, right? A larger window than Shema. He says something amazing. Ki lekabolas hanochach mimalchus shamayim tzarech hachana yoser. He says something amazing because at the end of the day, there is more preparation that is needed ultimately for what? For Shmona Esrei than there is for Shema. For Shema, again, especially by day, I can be mekabel ol malchus shamayim relatively quickly. Relatively quickly, I could do it right at sunrise, beginning of the day. Lahagid baboker chastecha, but Shmona Esrei, a dialogical connection with God, that takes more time. That's challenging. They will say it's easier to speak about God. Speaking to God is a much more difficult endeavor. Therefore, says Rav Tzadik, that's why at the end of the day, even for morning, for the morning, I have a longer time to engage in the dialogue. Speaking about God, easy. Speaking to God requires much more preparation. So that even in the morning, when things are beautiful, things are great, the light is out, it's a time of chesed, I need more time to settle into my conversation with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we'll have to stop over here for today. So we didn't exactly finish Sif Ches. We'll finish off Sif Ches in Eretz Hashem and continue with Sif Tes tomorrow. Shkach HaMosei.